The highly profitable business process outsourcing, BPO, industry is poised to reap significant benefits for the local economy, with the generation of some 15,000 additional jobs over the next 5 years. BPO, which involves subcontracting various business-related operations to a third-party provider, is considered one of the most promising areas for spurring job creation and development in the Jamaican economy. In this regard, two of the world's leading BPO companies have officially opened new plants at the multi-million dollar Barnett Tech Park in Montego Bay, promising close to 2,000 new jobs before the end of 2015. The companies are Xerox, which is the largest business process provider in Jamaica, and Advanced Call Center Technologies, ACCT. Xerox, which already employs thousands of Jamaicans at its Montego Bay and Kingston operations, will eventually add another 450 jobs at the Tech Park. Advanced Call Center Technologies is expected to further energize the employment boom being ignited in the Western region, adding another 550 jobs at the park by the end of June. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the opening of the two international BPO facilities will impact positively on government's efforts at job creation and increased foreign exchange earnings. He says it will also contribute in the long term to the ongoing development of Jamaica's outsourcing industry.
Today, the industry employs in excess of 17,000 persons, and it is projected that some 32,000 persons will be employed in the sector by 2020. It is noteworthy that these two companies have decided to grow the operations here. I'm certain that our continued commitment to the industry and improved business environment were contributing factors in these decisions.
Minister Hilton emphasizes that the government has given national priority to the development of the outsourcing industry, as stated in the country's Vision 2030 document.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is, quote, transforming Jamaica into a regional hub for ICT investment. The sector has also been identified as one of the six priority areas under the National Services Sector and Expansion Strategy, the National Growth Agenda, and the National Export Strategy 2015 to 2019.
Minister Hilton is commending both companies for their contribution to Jamaica's economic development and for their vision of creating a positive future for the youth of the region. President and Chief Executive Officer of ACCT, Joseph Lembo, has announced that the company, which began operations at the Barnett Tech Park in December 2014, will be expanding to an additional 250,000 square feet. The company now employs 400 persons.
Our plan is that by mid-May, mid-summer, we should be about 650 employees. But it doesn't end here. Within the next 24 months, we hope to employ an additional 1,000 people.
Meanwhile, Vice President of Xerox, Tom Korn, says his company will open a second 50,000 square foot facility that will house another 900 employees, adding to its current 450 customer care agents. Mr. Korn says Xerox will also add three more Kingston-based customer care facilities during 2015, adding more than 1,000 agents to the company's Jamaican employees, which now exceed 6,000.
Eventually, we will have more than 1,000 additional employees working in the Barnett Tech Park. They will be joining thousands of Xerox employees that we already have working in this community and in Kingston.
The agents in the new facilities will join Xerox's 55,000 customer care agents around the world who handle more than 2.5 million interactions daily from 160 facilities in about 30 languages. Managing Director of Barnett Limited, Mark Kerr-Jarrett, says the dream is to create Jamaica's first holistic and smart city where employees will reside in close proximity to their workplace, educational and other facilities. Plans are well advanced to start building out another 100,000 square feet of commercial space, in addition to the construction of dormitory-style housing for young employees in the park. Once completed, it is projected that the Barnett Tech Park will provide a minimum of 8,000 new jobs.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.